Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Last week in our chat with our Open House TV critic Mark Hadley, he told us about an interesting character who's popped up on the new series of the hit TV show The Mole. If it's not on your TV schedule, The Mole returned to Australian television this year. It's labelled the smartest show of its kind because it relies on intelligence and skill to win. Here's how it works. Contestants work together to perform challenges, which earns money for a pot of the loot. But there's a saboteur among them, trying to make the group fail. Basically, the final few contestants have to correctly guess who this deceptive mole is to win the loot. Sam Hutchins is an unexpected, even unlikely contender in the current series of The Mole. He says he's cocky, confident, forward, and generally gets what he wants. He's also been very open about his Christian faith, and part of the storyline of The Mole this time around has been his struggles with the whole lying bit of the show. When Mark told us about him, I said, we need to get Sam on Open House. And when we made contact, we found out he's one of our Open House community of listeners. Sam Hutchins, welcome to Open House.
Thanks, Glenn.
Great to have you with us, and thanks for listening as well.
No worries.
Sam, have you had a long-held desire to break into the reality TV game?
In all honesty, I haven't. I don't actually watch TV. Prior to going on the game, I've seen very few TV shows. Yeah, I haven't had TV reception growing up, so I've really been outside of the loop there.
So what made you enter, Sam?
The Mole was the only show that I watched as a kid. One of my friends from school used to tape it for me, and he would bring it into school for me on a video VCR, and I used to watch it the next day with the whole family, and we used to just joke about it as kids, how cool it would be to one day get to go on this show.
What was the attraction for you about this particular program?
The Mole, it's a sneaky, deceptive show, and I mean, I am quite a sneaky character, and quite often people can't guess me, so I thought, you know what, this could be a good game for me.
Yeah. Describe for us what life was like before being a contestant on The Mole, Sam.
Before I went on The Mole, I was just a normal character. I had a job, I went to uni, and I played footy, and things are good. I was a lot more highly strung before I went on The Mole. I was a lot more competitive before I went on The Mole. Games sort of changed me a bit.
Why and how? I would have thought it would make you more competitive, certainly more highly strung.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know how it happened, but I think going on The Mole, it proved to me that you don't have to win everything to be the best. There's challenges in The Mole that you don't want to win, and you've got to pick and choose what you're going to do, whether you're the mole or not the mole. You've got to keep your suspicions about yourself, and I just got a lot more calmer after playing the game. I think playing the game with extremely highly strung other contestants really just sort of toned me down quite a bit.
Was it a scary thing initially facing up to all of a sudden becoming a major public figure on TV?
I didn't think about it at first. I thought, this is all good. I'll just go in there and give it a crack. Most of the time, I would like to think that I did think before I opened my mouth. You got to be very careful. Anything you say, there's always half a dozen cameras on your face, and they get it at every angle. And having the faith and the Christianity behind me, I know that a lot of people are watching, and you really got to watch your tongue because the camera's on you 24/7. It doesn't stop.
Did you start talking about that with the producers when you were auditioning for the show?
I was actually really honest in my application about my faith, and I think that's one of the things that actually got me on the show. When I was filling out my application, it had a question, are you religious? And I thought, oh, I could just say, yeah, I am, or I could actually be bold and just say everything about my religion and what I believe. And I did. I put it all down. Yeah, I got a call a couple of days later. And that's all they wanted to talk to me about in my interview was my Christianity.
What was the attraction for them, do you think?
They got a very broad range of contestants. On the show, there's a Muslim, a Christian, an atheist, a lot of different conflicting personalities, and that's what they wanted.
It's really interesting that in this day and age, that religion, not only Christian faith, is quite a defining kind of marker for people entering such a competition.
It was a big factor, it really was. There was a lot of talk about what religion are you, or what would you be, what could you be, what should you be throughout the game. And, a lot of it mightn't make the final cuts of the show, but there was certainly a lot of chat about it throughout the game with the other contestants as well.
Okay, what did you tell them about your faith? How would you describe your faith outlook, Sam?
I didn't really slam my religion on anyone in the game, or I never spoke to people about it unless they asked me of it. And I've always been like that. I've never been one to just go up to someone and be like, hey, I'm Christian, this is what's going on. Only if people ask, I tell. And look, to be quite honest, a lot of people did ask me throughout the game, and a lot of people did have a lot of questions. I just tell them I've grown up in a Christian family. I am a Christian. I believe in God. You know, I keep it very, very simple for them. And then, you know, if you keep it simple, people always ask another question because they haven't heard enough. Whereas if you say too much at first, they go, all right, I've heard enough. Don't want to hear any more. But if I don't tell them enough, then they come back wanting more questions. Something that I held really close to me throughout the game. And you know what? I really believe that God got me on the game. At the start, I didn't really think much about it, but one of my friends, they said to me, they go, you know what? You know, I think God's putting you on this game for a reason. And then I thought about it, I was like, hey, you know what? I think he might be.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, Sam.
Yeah, very mysterious, going on the most deceptive, cheating show. But look, it was very interesting. There was another contestant in the game, Halal, who's a Muslim, and I asked the director, I go, was I meant to get on with him or not? And they said, you know what, we knew you would either get on with him like a house on fire or you'd absolutely hate him. And me and Halal, we're almost best mates these days. And that's, you know, a fantastic thing out of it, that him and I could get on so well and throughout the game.
Sam, that's wonderful to hear. Tell me what you tell them about how your faith impacts on your life, on your character.
It's an interesting thing throughout the game. Before I make big decisions in the game, I always pray about them. And sometimes that's shown on camera, sometimes it's not. And you know, I always just try and get a bit of a peace over my heart before I make a big decision, because there are some really big decisions to make in the game. And it does really come out in my character. I don't show much emotion in the game because I just have this thing in me that God's on my side throughout the game, or God's with me, I should say, throughout the game. And I don't have to be worried about what's going to happen. I don't have to be stressing out about different little things in the game. And I think that's why I'm a lot more calm in the game than some of the other contestants. And I think that's starting to show as the episodes evolve. Generally, I'm the only one wearing a smile on my face and everyone else is running around crazy.
I bet that's right. How many times have you pinched yourself to think, wow, here I am, and as you say, God is in this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Every morning I would wake up and just be like, you know, thank you for putting me in this game, and what are you going to use me for today?
You said you're the only one often left with a smile on your face. I have to ask this, Sam. Are you the mole, mate?
I think that that smile that I give and the grin that I give does create a lot of suspicion throughout the game, but that's the $250,000 question, so you'll have to tune in and watch.
And you're not going to tell me, are you?
Absolutely not.
So you're in episode 7 at the moment. 3 people have left. You've got 9 left. So 6 still need to be booted out.
That's right, yeah. It gets down to a final 3. So in the final 3, there's the mole, and there's 2 contestants playing it off to correctly identify who that mole is.
What's the prospect of $250,000 look like to you?
It looks pretty good. I've got a lot of different things that I could use that money for. In all honesty, I say it throughout the game a lot. I didn't go on the game for the money, and I still stand by it. I really didn't. I went on the game just for the win, and I love to win, and that's why I went on.
Sam, what's the best part of the whole mole experience? What's been the most challenging part?
I would say the best part is, I think, working with such a diverse group of people. I live in Bathurst, and we're a very monocultural town, and to be around all these different personalities and different people, it's really made me just sort of wisen up to the broader multiculturalism of Australia. And I've made some great friends out of it, which is fantastic. Challenging heights. I'm not good with heights at all, and it was shown in, I think, the first or second episode about how hard I struggle with heights, and there's a couple of heights challenges to come, and they really tore me apart.
I'm with you, brother. I hate it. I hate it. What have you learned about God through the experience, Sam?
I think I've put a lot more trust in God. Throughout the game, we weren't allowed to mingle with anyone else. We were just in this game. We're in this bubble, and when I got on the game, I only had one question for them when they said I was on, and I asked, can I take my Bible with me? And they said, yeah, you can. I was like, all right, sweet. So, you know what, I had so much more time with God throughout the game because I could escape into my Bible and get away from these contestants that were doing my head in. And it was actually really good. So I became a lot closer with God, and I just really put a lot more trust in Him now, and I make some big decisions and really just go off the back of God on those decisions in the game.
Sam, I'm so delighted to speak with you and to hear your story. I think it's very exciting. And
thank
I can't
you.
Wait to find out whether you are the mole, by the way. So give us a plug for the show. When's it on? So, how long's it got?
So it's on Channel 7 at 9:30 on a Wednesday night. And there's still plenty of episodes ahead. There's still some big twists ahead. And there are some big characters to leave the game. So tune in. It's going to be a really great watch.
Can't wait to see how it all turns out. Sam, as I said, absolutely delightful speaking with you. Thanks so much indeed. All the very
Thank
best
you.
With it.
My pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.